Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Beginners SEO Podcast. The SEO, it's one of those kind of days, guys. To be fair, I'm proud of myself for getting this podcast done, which is very on topic because today is all about how to stay motivated to get your SEO done as a small business owner. Because everyone has those days. Like literally, I'm having one of those days today. And if it wasn't for the tips and tricks that I use that I'm going to share with you today, I don't think I would be able to get this podcast done. So that's what I want to talk about. But hang on a minute, this is SEO Beginners Podcast, Plan Your SEO Your Way to Success by The Plan Success. Super long name, I know. Let's brush over it. Okay, all right. So today, like I said, I really want to talk about staying motivated to do your own SEO because I know it is so hard to do your own marketing as any small business owner. But first, let me just kind of like, if you're still on the fence about whether or not you should use SEO for your business, let me give you a quick little few tips of why it's so good. Feel free to skip forward a couple of minutes if you've heard this a million times from me. But we know SEO works. That's the thing, right? It's targeted traffic. So when someone's scrolling on social media and they come across your business, small business posts, they weren't actively looking for your service or product. No, they were scrolling and they came across it and they liked it, sure, but they're not going to convert, or it might take them a long time to convert. Versus with SEO, people are actively searching for your service, solution, or product when they go onto Google. So then when they find your website, thanks to the power of SEO, they are way more likely to convert. And that is why SEO is so powerful for small businesses looking to grow. Another reason I really like SEO is because the effects of it compound. So again, let's use social media as an example. Not hating on social media, I use it for this side hustle, The Plan Success. But let's just take a look at kind of, you know, SEO versus social media. So a social media post, you spend, you know, up to like an hour creating them sometimes, a little reel or whatever, and then you publish it, woohoo, great, you get likes, you might get a few followers, get some engagement, get a few DMs, whatever. It's a brilliant, but then it dies, either within a few hours or a few days. But you're never going to see a social media post going around for years and years generating your business. But guess what? You do see that with blog posts. You can create a blog post. You can spend, you know, say a few hours creating one, spit that time up. We'll talk about that today. So create a blog post in a week, post it. And then if you've done your keyword research and you've written helpful content, it will compound. It will just grow and grow in terms of traffic each month. And if you add CTAs to your blog post, calls to action, then you will get people converting from that blog post. So the power of one blog post versus the power of one social media post is just like black and white, day and night. Doesn't compare. Finally, if you're not doing SEO, you're kind of getting left behind. I don't want to scare you, but SEO is one of the biggest growing marketing, biggest growing marketing channels for companies. In 2023, there were four main avenues where marketing departments were going to be spending time. And one of those is on their website because they know once they get people on their website, they are more likely to convert. So that's why they want to get as many eyes as possible on their website. So if you're not doing SEO for your business, then unfortunately you are getting left behind. Okay. So that was my, you know, little spiel as to why you should be using SEO. But back to the point of the podcast. How the hell do you find the time to do SEO? And more importantly, how do you stay motivated to do the ongoing SEO, aka blogging or aka sort of digital PR, link building, or going back and continually updating your product pages and creating new keyword optimized service pages? How do you find the time and motivation to keep it going? Because there's an issue, right, with SEO. In an ideal world, we would all just delegate it out. But I mean, the problem is, right, good quality SEO costs a lot of money. Those cheap freelancers that you see on Fiverr promising like, you know, number one ranking on Google for $5, or sometimes you get sort of really professional looking agencies and they're selling you a package of SEO for £300 a month or whatever like that. There's just no way those are going to work. So good quality SEO, you know, generally costs upwards of $1,000. I mean, in my consultancy business, I charge, say, a couple thousand dollars US dollars to people as their sort of minimum SEO packages. Good SEO costs money, which is why I created this whole the plan success, because I believe that if you don't have the money, it shouldn't stop you doing SEO. Instead, you should take things into your own hands, because that's the other thing, right? Good SEO either costs money or time. And small business owners, they're also short on time. So it's trying to find systems and ways to fit it in to your already very busy life. But that's also why you've come to the Plan Success, hey? This is why you're listening to this podcast, because you want to learn how to do your own SEO. You want to actually take control, sort it out for once, start growing sustainably on Google. And this is what this podcast is all about, helping small business owners with free resources and paid courses, teaching you, training you essentially how to do your own SEO. Okay, but back to the point of the podcast. How the hell do you stay motivated to do your own SEO as a small business owner? Because I get it. Like, I really do. Finding the motivation to keep marketing your business while you're still working on all the other things that a business requires, like, for instance, accounting or sourcing staff, looking after contractors or freelancers. And then, of course, actually doing what your business does. So, you know, providing your service, or perhaps looking after your stock levels and, you know, fulfilling orders. That takes up a lot of your time. So it does often feel like for many businesses that marketing becomes an afterthought. Whereas actually, if you think about it, marketing is what makes your business grow. So marketing is what makes your business grow. So that's why, if anything, it should be the focus of your business. Marketing and your actual business product or service should be your main focuses. Without marketing, your business won't grow. Sorry to say that. And I'm sure you've heard the phrase, if your business isn't growing, you're falling behind. And that's really true, actually, because in 2021, I had an amazing year. 2022, I kind of enjoyed myself, took lots of holidays. And you know what? My revenue fell a little bit. So it's true. You know, that's why 2023, I've made it a real effort to get back on with my marketing. So for my consultancy business, I'm sort of on LinkedIn all the time. I'm doing blog posts as well. I'm growing that side of the business. And that's what you need to do as well if you want your business to either have the same revenue or continue growing. Okay, so enough about why SEO is so great. Enough about how tough it is being a small business owner. And let's actually get on with it, right? So these are my top six. Is there six? Yes, there are six. These are my top six tips on how to stay motivated as a small business owner to do your own SEO. Okay, number one, this is kind of more a concept that you have to believe. I am going to make this a whole point because so many people don't quite get this. And it took me a while to get this as well. Motivation doesn't last forever. Doesn't, okay? Which is why you need self-discipline and why you need habits. So it sounds odd to say, but the first step in staying motivated is understanding that it doesn't come from motivation. It comes from the habits and systems you've built. So many people message me all the time being like, oh, I'm doing SEO for my business, or I've created this new business or whatever. And they're like, oh, I'm going to do X, Y, Z to market it. And I just think, no, you're not. I don't say that, obviously. But in my head, I know from experience, because I've made those mistakes in the past, that it's so exciting when you start a new business, or it's so exciting when you decide to finally start doing marketing, that you want to do it all at once. But that's just not true. What happens is you do it for a few weeks, like the gym, right? You go to the gym for a few weeks and you're so excited, you're going every day for 2 hours or whatever. But eventually you burn out. Sooner or later, you're going to burn out because motivation doesn't last forever. So instead of trying to stay motivated, we're going to try and build habits. So that leads me on to number two, which kind of ties into this. Be realistic with your habits. Oh, my phone's on loud. Hang on. So be realistic. I like the way I just haven't edited that out. Sorry, you get what it is. Be realistic. You can't expect to write, say, 4 blog posts a week or optimize 10 product pages a week. It's not realistic. And sort of my probably golden rule here is for anyone that wants to get serious about their marketing or growing their business or any goal in life, actually, read the book or listen to it on Audible, whatever, Atomic Habits. It will change the way you look at sort of getting anything done, because it truly makes you understand how we as humans work. And like the previous point, why you can't depend on motivation. Instead, progress comes from doing little things and building upon them. So what I mean by that is, okay, let's use the example of the Plan Success, my side hustle to my business, okay? So this podcast, for instance, when I started it back in September, I knew it wasn't realistic for me to commit to weekly podcasting, even though I've read that that's the best thing to do. If you want to grow your podcast, you should be doing it weekly. But it's not realistic for me because I didn't have the habit of it. So I thought, well, it's far better to consistently commit to once a fortnight podcasts, as opposed to doing, 5 weekly podcasts and then not doing it for 10 weeks. Do you see what I mean? I was realistic with myself. I built that habit. And now after 8 months, I've got a solid habit of podcasting fortnightly, and I'm thinking about upping that to weekly. I'm going to do a trial run. This, for instance, from now until I think end of May, 4 weeks, I'm going to do weekly podcasts to see how it goes with me, but I'm not putting pressure on myself. I'm going to build that system. And it's the same with SEO. Instead of thinking I'm going to try and get all my service pages optimized in 2 weeks. No. Let's be realistic about it. Let's set aside, let's build a habit of doing the keyword research and optimizing a page, once a week or once every fortnight, whatever fits your lifestyle, or more importantly, whatever you know deep down you can commit to. That's what's going to move the needle in your SEO. If you're consistently updating your website, you're consistently working at it over a long period of time, you're going to see far better results than if you did a blitz on your website one day and then never touch it again for 2 years. And believe me, I see that a lot with small business websites. They created their website, say, 5 years ago, and they haven't touched it since. And then they come to me and wonder, hey, why don't I have any organic traffic? Okay, number 3, take your time learning SEO, or in fact, any new marketing skills. So in an ideal world, of course, obviously, we wouldn't be having to do our own SEO, like I said before. But unfortunately, good SEO is expensive. I always think it's far better to do your own SEO because you care about it and you're going to do a far better job. You know your industry, you know your keywords, versus paying someone a small amount of money for a half-ass shit job, basically. Okay, so ideal world, we would be delegating left, right, and center. But unfortunately, like myself as well, I'd love to delegate social media. I don't love it doing it at all. But I just know that the price I'd have to pay for good social media, say $1,000 a month, whatever like that, I'd rather have that money. It's true. My business isn't at a place yet where I can just leave $1,000 on the table. I don't think the cost the return I would get would be worth it. So realistically, you're going to have to do your marketing yourself, which is why, again, taking that whole premise of being realistic, taking time to build habits. It's the same with marketing skills. Don't try and do all the marketing at once. If you're still focusing on social media, then sure, just nail your social media, get into a consistent habit of posting on social media, make sure you've learned how to create posts that convert, that kind of thing, and then tackle SEO. However, I will say, if you're just starting out, I would say it's far better to focus on SEO first, because it kind of everything else feeds into that, versus trying to do social media first and then doing SEO. If you get your SEO foundations laid down first, it'll make your life so much easier in 6 months or 12 months time, because your website will have already grown. So I'm all about transparency here. And obviously this side hustle, so for my main business, luckily I knew how to do SEO. And so I've optimized my pages and I'm already on sort of the first page for what I want to be ranking for, which is amazing. But for the Plan Success, SEO wasn't the right choice for that because it's a very saturated niche. I knew the time it was going to take to get there wasn't worth it. I'm not a local business, so it's hard to sort of stand out in any way. So that's why I decided to focus on social media, podcasting, and email marketing. But I didn't do them all at once, not at all. In fact, social media, I've been doing for a year and a half. I first committed to three social media posts a week. And now it's become such an ingrained habit that I do it without thinking. And then after nearly a year of doing social media, I then started podcasting. And now I've done 8 months of podcasting. And again, this is growing really well. I'm now in the stage where I'm creating an email list steadily. So now is the time to learn email marketing. But I didn't do all those things at once. And it's the same with your SEO. Really take the time to learn this skill, nail it, and create systems in place to get your sort of content marketing down. If you don't know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about content marketing, I highly recommend you go back and listen to episodes on content marketing. That episode is called The Best SEO Plan for Small Businesses. Highly recommend you check it out, or maybe check out as well 5 ways to use ChatGPT to speed up your blogging and SEO. They'll give you more of an idea of how you can use blogging to grow your business. Okay, back to how to stay motivated though while doing SEO. Okay. Now this is something I think I can probably use this literal live podcast as an example. Number 4, it's better to have things done than perfect. Case in point, I'm sure you can hear the sound quality on this podcast is not amazing. I actually left part of my microphone, the adapter, back in the UK, and I haven't got a new one yet, but I decided not to let that stop me recording my podcast. I just thought, you know what? I know my content's useful and helpful, so I'm going to get it out there anyway. Another example of better done than perfect. I'm not the best writer in the world by a long shot, but back in 2018, so nearly five years ago now, I wanted to create a blogging business. And I didn't know, how to write, but I was like, whatever, I'm going to just going to figure it out. Again, I know I've got useful content about freelancing and working online. So I just started. I just got those blog posts out. And it's the same with your small business. Even if you don't think you're the world's best writer, get blogging now. It will change your business's trajectory, provided you do keyword research before. I kept writing and writing, learning more about SEO as I went, improving my blog posts, coming back to them, editing them, republishing them. And you know what? In 2021, my blog was receiving 30,000 visitors a month and earning $1,000 a month as well at its peak, which was amazing. Eventually, I kind of pivoted away from that. It wasn't for me. I didn't really believe what I was talking about. But I want to show you that I wasn't a writer, and yet I managed to do that with my blog. So if I was getting 30,000 visitors a month, not being a professional writer, you can also get thousands of visitors a month to your business that will then convert via blogging. You've just got to get started. Don't worry about being perfect. The beauty of SEO is you can keep working on your service pages or your blog posts or your product pages. You can keep returning to them, keep optimizing them, and getting better and better. Now, number 5 and number 6, these are kind of more points, I guess, things as well that have really affected me in the past year. Gosh, this is a very transparent podcast. Number 5, be kind to yourself. Don't put crazy goals on yourself and then be sad when you don't get them. Early this year, I was getting so sort of overwhelmed because I was comparing myself to sort of like huge corporations or 50 person agencies, thinking, oh no, why aren't I like them? Well, like, so who cares? I don't want to be like them. I love my life. I chose my lifestyle and then I fit my business around my lifestyle. So there's no point comparing myself to really big companies because that's not what I want ultimately. Don't get caught in the comparison trap. Be kind to yourself and be like, wow, look what I've created. Look at this small business. I'm self-employed. The fact you're self-employed anyway is amazing because so many people fail at being self-employed. Not everyone is cut out for the self-employed life. So always be kind to yourself. And if you're, struggling with sort of building those self-discipline or creating those habits when it comes to your SEO, be kind to yourself. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. If you're struggling to get the hang of habits, again, learning how to build habits is a skill in itself. And then also, as well as being kind to yourself, take time away when you need to. Sometimes I do sort of just not post on social media for a while, or sometimes I don't blog for a while, whatever. And that's okay. Like, no one else cares apart from, well, my business. But like, the world isn't going to stop. My business isn't going to fall apart if I don't put a social media post out or a blog post out. As long as I remain committed That's what's most important. You know, look at the bigger picture, which leads me on to number six. Always make sure you look back and see how far you've come. You know, if you think, oh my God, I'm never going to get the hang of SEO, look back to the fact that, hey, right now you're listening to an SEO podcast, and that's pretty damn amazing in itself. Because there were, you know, a few months ago, perhaps you were even burying your head in the sand thinking, oh, I should learn SEO, but I'm, you know, not ready yet. But now you're actually doing something about it. You are learning SEO. So have faith in yourself. Look back and see how far you come. Celebrate every small win. If you get one organic visitor on your website, celebrate that, okay? Because before you were getting zero, now you're getting one, then you'll get two, then you'll get 10, then you'll get 20, and then before you know it, you'll be having hundreds or thousands of visitors on your month coming on your website coming straight from Google. Trust the process. SEO at the end of the day is all about a process and those habits. So systems and habits in place that create a process or process. And from that, the results will come. Okay, this was a very motivational podcast today, and hopefully it has helped. If you are sort of struggling, even with sort of getting to grips with the real basics of SEO, I highly recommend you go to my website, www.theplansuccess.com, and check out my free resources there to learn SEO. You can download stuff as well. Make sure you check out as well my Instagram account, where I post, you know, easy SEO tips. At the Plan Success. And that is all for today, guys. Bye bye.